Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu salam ala rasulillah. Before Allah Almighty sent his messengers and revealed his books, humankind was overtaken by delusions, unsettled with worries, with constant anxiety, lasting confusion, and never-ending turmoil. They remained wandering in darkness. They saw no light and knew no good. They were characterized by ignorance, injustice, cruelty, deviation, misguidance, division, conflict, and disagreement. Humanity remained in this unguided state until Allah sent His messengers and revealed His books. Allah Almighty completed the line of messengers with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, granting him eminence. He Almighty sealed the revealed books with a noble Quran, the Book of Allah. His speech, revealed, not created, free from every imperfection, devoid of defects and protected from contradictions. Within it is guidance, illumination, and healing. Allah Almighty says, Alif Lam Ra, this is a book which we revealed to you, that you might bring mankind out of darknesses into light by the permission of their Lord to the path of the exalted in might, the praiseworthy. And Allah Almighty says, Alif Lam Ra, a book whose verses are perfected and then presented in detail from one who is wise and aware. And Allah Almighty says, and indeed it is a mighty book. Falsehood cannot approach it from before it or from behind it. It is a revelation from a Lord who is wise and praiseworthy. And Allah Almighty said, There has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book, by which Allah guides those who pursue His pleasure to the ways of peace and brings them out from darknesses into the light by His permission and guides them to a straight path. Pause and reflect on the grandeur of these verses. The Qur'an is the noblest revelation. The Book of Allah is the greatest blessing from the greatest bestower, the most generous gift from the most generous giver. It is admonition, healing, guidance, and mercy. Allah Almighty said, O mankind, there has come to you instruction from your Lord and healing for what is in the breasts and guidance and mercy for the believers. Say, in the bounty of Allah and His mercy, in that let them rejoice. It is better than what they accumulate. The Quran contains rectification for both worldly and religious affairs. It is the means to honor, glory, dignity, and manifest victory. Allah Almighty says, We have certainly sent down to you a book, in which is your mention, then will you not reason. Your mention meaning your honor, your pride, and your elevated status. That is, if you remember, reflect, and implement the truthful news contained in it, it will serve as your source of pride and honor. If you obey its commands, you will rise in status and dignity, and your renown and honor will be elevated, provided you firmly believe and act according to the truths within it. In the Quran, Allah distinguished between disputing parties, resolved conflicts, clarified every path, clearly differentiating truth from falsehood, misguidance from righteousness, deviation from guidance, and happiness from misery. Through the Quran, Allah differentiated between the believer and the disbeliever, between the pious and the wicked, between the truthful and the liar. He distinguished among the various sects and faiths, clarified their beliefs and methodologies, elevated the truth, lowered falsehood, made paths clear, and guided towards the straight path. Allah Almighty says, And thus do we detail the verses, and thus the way of the criminals will become evident. The Quran leaves no matter unexplained, no ruling undetailed, and no path without clearly revealing its outcome and consequence. Allah Almighty says, And everything we have set out in detail. The Quran corrects distortions, refines character, softens hard hearts, purifies innermost intentions, and awakens consciousnesses. If the inanimate were addressed by it, qualities of life would be infused into them. If we had sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have seen it humbled and splitting from the fear of Allah. And these examples we present to the people that perhaps they will give thought. The Quran is profound wisdom and decisive proof. with which Allah challenged mankind and jinn who utterly failed. Say, if mankind and the jinn gathered in order to produce a like of this Qur'an, they could not produce a like of it even if they were to each other assistance. The Qur'an is the foundation of religion, the basis of wisdom, the sign of prophethood, and the backbone of faith. No path leads to Allah except through it. There is no salvation except by it. Can anyone call to Allah except with Allah's book? Can humanity be rectified without Allah's word? Allah Almighty said, and this Qur'an was revealed to me that I may warn you thereby and whomever it reaches. It was revealed for recitation, contemplation, applying its commands, heeding its admonitions, and judging according to it. This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, that they might reflect upon its verses and that those of understanding would be reminded. Indeed, in this worldly life, there is darkness that nothing can dispel except the light of the Qur'an. Indeed, within souls is a sense of loneliness that cannot be removed except through the verses of the Qur'an. Truly, within hearts is unrest that cannot be settled except by acting upon the Qur'an. And turning away from the Qur'an is clear misguidance. Thus, we relate to you from the news of what has preceded, and we have certainly given you from us a message. Whoever turns away from it, then indeed he will bear on the day of resurrection a burden. Eternally therein, and evil it is for them on the day of resurrection as a load. The Qur'an purifies, protects, intercedes, and elevates. How many unknown and overlooked people have become elevated by their connection to the Qur'an? And how many famous individuals, highly regarded people, fell into obscurity because they turned away from the Qur'an? It is narrated from Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, indeed, Allah elevates some people through this book and debases others through it. Whoever recites the Qur'an and acts upon it, the Qur'an will intercede for them and argue in their favor on the day of judgment. It was narrated from An-Nawas bin Sim'an, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the Qur'an and its people who acted upon it in this world will be brought forth on the day of resurrection, preceded by Surah Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran, both arguing on behalf of their companion. The people of the Qur'an are the people of virtue and honor. They are the special servants of Allah, His chosen ones, the best and most noble of this ummah. There is no teacher nobler than the one teaching the speech of Allah, and no student higher than one learning the words of Allah. It was narrated from Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best among you are those who learns the Qur'an and teaches it. How great is the status of the Qur'an, of the teachers, of the honor of the teachers and learners of the Qur'an. A virtue that is unmatched and good deeds that are unparalleled. Who can compare in virtue to those who are dedicated to learning and teaching the Qur'an? Blessed are they, and how excellent is their final abode. And for reciters of the Qur'an, it suffices as an honor that through it good deeds multiply greatly, and through it they ascend to lofty ranks. Ramadan is a blessed month in which the Qur'an was revealed. In this month, believers should renew and deepen their relationship with the Book of Allah. Allah Almighty says, the month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Qur'an, a guidance for people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. Indeed, Ramadan was the time when Jibreel would study and review the Qur'an with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most generous of people. And he was most generous in Ramadan when Jibreel would meet him. Jibreel would meet him every night of Ramadan to study the Qur'an with him. The companions would increase the recitation and devotion to the Qur'an during Ramadan significantly. Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, used to complete the recitation of the Qur'an once every day during Ramadan. Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah have mercy upon him, would complete the recitation of the Qur'an 60 times during Ramadan. When Ramadan entered, Imam Malik would not attend scholarly gatherings and would dedicate himself fully to reciting the Qur'an. Imam al-Zuhri summarized the practice of the righteous predecessors. Once Ramadan entered, it was dedicated for reciting the Quran and feeding people. Indeed, Ramadan is a month to strengthen our bond with Allah's book. So do not let this opportunity pass. Ramadan is our chance to reconnect with the Quran. It is a gift from Allah for purification, guidance, and success. Let us seize this blessed month and make the Quran our companion, our guide, and our source of comfort. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to recite, reflect upon, and act upon His book. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا وصلاة السلام على رسول الله.